passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Come in Tuesday, a lot of things happening and some news on the CFP as we begin this afternoon's program. A lot of guests, some will be joining us immediately. Let's get right to the headlines. And this is from Saturday Down South by Matt Hayes. He'll join us later. Dear SEC, Texas is built to take over everything starting now. That's remember about a year ago we were worried if Texas would fit in. Now we have columnists saying they'll take it over. Meanwhile, Nick Saban has come out of missing persons and has shown up in Birmingham, Alabama to speak at a dinner that he has a major role in honoring legendary coaches. Asked about his new job at College Game Day, would he ever pick against the Tide?
Got a new gig with ESPN, College Game Day. I know you don't like hypotheticals, but you're in Tuscaloosa. There's no way you're not picking the Tide, right?
Well, you know, I've tried to steer away from picking people. I think I'm going to have to do that now. But I don't know that you always have to pick the team you think is going to win. You know, you're allowed to have a spiritual feeling about who you like and who you want to win. So I think it'll be a lot of fun, though.
I think Kurt Saban needs to take the refresher course on how to be a television analyst, but there's still time. We'll talk to him. He did have a couple of serious things to say other than his TV career. He spoke about Kalen DeBoer, the man who is trying to, I don't know about replacing him, but he definitely succeeded him.
That's our home. That's our family. It's our community. We're going to continue to do things to help the community every way that we can. And the coaches all know that I'm available if they need me in any way, shape, or form to help them. You know, I talk to Kalen every now and then and talk to the defensive coordinator every now and then. He's going to come over and meet me, you know, this week sometime. So, you know, we're around. We're there to support the players and help them in any way that we can to help them be successful.
Kurt Saban, if you want to help the Crimson Tide come out of retirement and be the head coach again. Anyway, let's get to some serious headlines this afternoon. There is finally news on the CFP. They unanimously approved the 5+7 model for the new 12-team playoff. That means the five conference champions will be automatic. The interesting part about this is Notre Dame, even if it's number one in the country, will fare no better than the fifth seed. There's a lot of conversation about the television aspect. And there was a big piece in The Athletic today by a number of reporters, including the newest reporter and writer at The Athletic, Andrew Marchon. We knew him quite well as the sports media columnist for the New York Post. He has joined The Athletic. And Andrew, thank you very much. And it's great to have you as a guest here on the show. We've seen your columns for so long and have always enjoyed it, but thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
I want to get to Saban in a few minutes, but that's not quite as important as the piece you and Stuart Mandel and Chris Fanini and Nicole Auerbach put together about the television aspect of the CFP, which was reported, I think, by ESPN a few weeks ago. And lately, many are wondering exactly where this is. So where is it?
So ESPN is in agreement on the terms with the CFP, which is represented by CAA and Evolution. And so they're going to be the ones, if they can figure everything out, to be the television home as it stands now. Now, nothing is finalized yet because, as you know, everything has to be ratified, and that's what the meetings this week down in Texas are all about. And if it does go through, ESPN will pay $1.3 billion per year on average with a six-year extension. So ESPN has it for the next 2 years, and then it will be a six-year extension, and ESPN will be the home of the college football playoffs.
Andrew, going back a couple of months, there was a lot of speculation with Fox having a major play with the Big Ten network, among others, with the Big Ten agreement, among others, that there would be more activity on this front. Can you describe how it ended up where it did? And I'll leave it to you to tell us whether anybody else was all that interested in this CFP package.
Yeah, as far as we know, ESPN was really the one and only ones who made a substantial bid. You know, Fox, NBC, and possibly some others, you know, have interest. But two things that are going on, and, you know, you look at the media landscape, it's a confusing, ever-changing situation in terms of streaming and the impact of cable television being diminished. And so for when entities like Fox Sports, you know, look at something like the national championship and the college football playoffs, of course they want it, but they have to, it has to make business sense for them. And they already have the strongest Big Ten package. They have Big Noon every Saturday. And so adding the college football playoffs, at least right now, doesn't really change how much they're going to get in affiliate fees in terms of what they're going to be paid in transmission fees, as what the broadcast networks receive. That's not going to change. And so for them, it doesn't make as much sense. And the way the TV deals, the NBA is coming up, it really favors the incumbents who are already spending this money, already have the advertising, and already have it built into their deals than newcomers coming into it. And that's the biggest thing. And then ESPN has a plan to go direct to consumer later in the year. They're first teaming up with Fox and WBD Sports, which is TNT on your television sets, at the end of the year. And then next year, they're going to go direct to consumer with their own product. And so having the college football playoff makes a lot of sense for them in terms of what they're doing. And it really gives them control of college sports. Besides the NCAA men's championship, they're going to have every major championship in college sports.
Andrew, one last question on the CFP. There had been some talk in your piece and just general conversation that the first round games, which are a new thing for the CFP, I don't know if outsourcing is the right word, but maybe could be somewhere other than ESPN. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so ESPN, we reported today, in their contract, if it's agreed upon and ratified, will have the opportunity to sub-license games, five games per year, which means that they can look at the market, and let's say a Fox wants to get involved, or maybe a streamer wants to get involved, and we don't know, you know, what, if there are some, you know, limitations of who they can sell to, but let's just say they are, they can do that. They can sell them to someone else for a fee. You know, ESPN has put, you know, $100 million into the four first-round games. That's what they've estimated they're worth in their eyes. And that's because of matchups. You know, some years you might get a Notre Dame and a USC, but some other years you might get smaller colleges. And although we all love the upsets of the NCAA men's and women's tournament, if you look at the TV ratings, the marquee teams, the legendary programs, those are the ones that sell. They get the bigger ratings, especially in theory in the opening rounds. And so some of those games probably aren't worth $25 million, but maybe some are worth more than $25. And that's how they got to the $100 million estimate in terms of those first four games that are going to be played starting this winter.
Andrew, we swim in the college football waters here, so we probably are a little bit too close to the sun, but you're based in New York. You just got back from the Super Bowl, where 125 or 30 million people saw that game. In terms of where you live and really where it really matters in television on the two coasts and a few other places, where does college football fit into the pecking order after the NFL?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably two. You know, you could argue the NBA as well. But the makeup of football, you know, the NFL and college football, it's great for television. You see the numbers that they put up. You know, college doesn't put up the same ratings as the NFL. Nothing does. But you can make a good argument that college football is the second biggest sports entertainment for TV and streaming that there is. In our country, you know, NBA again can make an argument. MLB on a regional basis has a strong argument in terms of its overall power as a sport. But I probably would go in terms of TV. You'd have to go NFL and then probably college football.
Andrew, let me end on what you said a minute ago about direct to consumer. A lot of the older people in our audience are probably cringing with whatever you're with you when you add to what you just got through saying, but. Can you look ahead, not that far in the future, and for things like college football, college basketball, all the things that we've already seen the NFL on Amazon. You know, baseball is on Apple. Where do you think, based on what you're hearing from television executives, where do you think college football is going down the road?
Well, let's just say, you know, in the heart of where you are, the SEC, I mean, their agreement is with ESPN exclusively. So, you know, for someone who's listening right now, if they were to get the ESPN direct-to-consumer product that's coming out, you know, next year, or, you know, the one that's going to be combined with Fox and WBD Sports, I mean, they'd be all set with their SEC stuff, because that is going to have everything you could want SEC will just be on that one product. And I think that's actually what fans are looking for. I mean, for the SEC fan, it really lines up. Now, where you fall into problems is, you know, let's say you're a big basketball fan, you want to watch the NCAA tournament, and you get the ESPN direct-to-consumer. Now, suddenly, you don't have CBS, you don't have Turner, and so you can't watch that. But so it is the problem right now, and I call it the great, you know, I'm not the only one, but call it the great rebundling, and that's what's going to happen. We had cable TV forever, where everything was in kind of one place. Now it's all spread out, very confusing. I think over the next couple of years, probably 5-10 years, that's going to be, we're already starting to see it, where you're going to see the great rebundling, where things are in one place at one time. But for right now, it's very confusing for a lot of fans, because one game's on this channel, another game's on this streamer, and if you just want everything, you know, many times you're being asked to buy, you know, different platforms, either cable or streamer, to figure out to watch your team, you know, all their games, as opposed to, like I said, for the SEC and ESPN, that relationship actually works pretty well for the fan, because you can just buy one thing and you'll have all your ACC covered.
Andrew Marchand, a sports media reporter and columnist for The Athletic. We really appreciate his time. He with a group breaking a major story today in The Athletic. We head to the break. More, we'll talk about the rest of the show in a minute. Your phone calls as well. We're here for the next 4 hours.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. Andrew Marchand, first guest. Hayden is up next in Alabama. Hello, Hayden.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So I am a communication student at Jacksonville State. Now, we spoke a while back, and I'm the Chick-fil-A employee as well.
Oh, that's right.
But, I actually have my media workshop for Jacksonville State today, and I have a radio show, and I have to record it and send it in to my teacher, and he just kind of grades it and everything. And I was broadcasted over our student media radio station. I was wondering if you had any tips for me or anything. I'd love to hear them.
So what? So Hayden, are you interviewing somebody in your for your segment, or do you? How long does it have to be?
So so the radio show is an hour long. I just have to turn in a short portion of it to my professor. But no, it's just me just talking for an hour.
Well, you. What if you had a really good guest on the segment?
Well, I'm actually trying to. I emailed a reporter out of Nashville.
Okay.
But I just haven't heard back yet. But
do you have the means there to record right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you you know what I'm thinking, Randy?
Oh, go on right now.
I mean, you talk about putting the guy on the spot. How about if we turn the show over to you right now, and then you interview the first guest?
I, you know what, Paul? I'm all for the experience because one of my professors. He is on me about getting experience right now. I've showed him my resume. He's impressed by it. He was like, dude, man, you're stacked, but you need some. Let's get some more.
So okay, are you ready? Are you ready for your national television debut?
As a good buddy of mine, Damian Mitchell says, if you stay ready, you never got to get ready.
Okay, well, I heard from Damian yesterday. I know him well, so he was quite a player up in your way. Well, Hayden, here's what I'm going to do. And if this doesn't work out well, just don't turn it in. But I am going to turn it over to you in about 30 seconds. And then if you want to interview me, or if you want to talk, or we'll give you a couple of minutes here and use it on your tape. How about that?
Wait, really? Wait, I'm actually calling from my phone. I'm not near anything. Is there any way I can get you guys to record it and send it to me?
Yeah, we can do that.
I thought you said you were ready.
We can handle
that.
Do you
need my
email? We'll get it. We'll get it right before you go off the air. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I am going to introduce you like I don't exist. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got a better idea. You want to interview Jim from Tuscaloosa? Would that be funnier? I think that would be funnier.
That'd be great.
Okay. Can we get Jim?
Let's interview Jim from Tuscaloosa.
Let's do that. That way, I will welcome everybody. See if Jim can do this. Okay.
Okay. So am I interviewing him?
Yeah. We'll have you interview a Feinbaum caller. Okay. I am going. Is it okay with Jim, Danny? Okay.
No. Wait a minute, Paul. Who you got that trying to do that to me?
Now, hold on. Jim, you're helping a young student here, okay? And then we'll come back to our... Okay.
Just tell me who it is, Paul.
His name is Hayden. He's a Jacksonville State communication student.
And how am I supposed to help the guy?
Well, he's going to interview you. So hold on a second. You ready?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Jacksonville State afternoon program. And now, the star of the show, here is Hayden.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into the afternoon slate. Right here on WLJS 91.9 in Jacksonville, Alabama. We're interviewing Jim from Tuscaloosa today. Jim, how are you doing today, my brother?
So far, so good.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. Now, Jim, I'm told that you are a massive Alabama fan. Now, I know you and a good buddy of mine, well, I say good buddy of mine, but somebody I know, Mr. I-Man, I know you and I-Man are, you butt heads lately, haven't you?
No, we haven't. We're still friends, and on my part, that's all I can do is stay nice and friendly, and that's all I can do.
Oh, well, that's nice, Jim. Yes, sir, that's nice, man. Jim, I would like to ask you, this upcoming football season, when Alabama takes the field.
Hold on, pal. Hold on, pal. It's known on the show. Paul knows this. I do not talk ball anymore.
You don't talk ball anymore?
I don't talk ball anymore.
May I interrupt for a second?
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
Hayden, if I could give you some advice. Jim does not talk ball. There's some very deep convictions on that. So why don't you Jim would like to talk about I would suggest...
But not that, Paul.
Asking Jim what he would like to talk about, and then he'll take it from there. He's got experience.
All right, Jim, what do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about anything. Just ask a decent question, I'll try to answer it.
I'm trying to figure out
what I can
and
can't ask.
So far, Jim
is winning this phoner feud.
Hey, Hayden. Hey, Hayden. Hayden.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jim.
I'm not a sir. Don't call me sir. I'm not an old guy. Now, let me tell you something right now. From experience, you're not doing well on this first show, first interview. You're not doing very well.
I'm sorry, Jim. You just have me nervous and my palms are sweaty.
Well, you
hey, Hayden, allow me to jump in here. Okay, Jim, can I just tell a quick story?
Go ahead, Paul.
Gene Stallings told me this story once, a former Alabama coach. He was standing over Hayden and Jim, the place kicker. He had a shaky couple of weeks, and he was hovering over him during practice. And the place kicker looked at Coach Stallings and said, "Coach, you're making me really nervous right now. Could you kind of back up?" He said, "Son," he said, "on Saturday afternoon at Bryant Denny Stadium, there's going to be 95,000 people just like me hovering over, so you better get used to it." So my response to you, Hayden, is you better get used to it.
Well done,
Paul.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hayden, really one more thing, okay? There's kind of an old adage in radio. No such thing as dead air. You got to keep talking, man. Roll.
All right, I'm talking, Paul. Paul, I think one of my main things this afternoon is college basketball, and Creighton is taking on UConn. The UConn Huskies are coming in riding a win streak, and Creighton, the big three, Ryan Kalkbrenner, Trey Alexander, and Baylor Shireman, they are looking to spoil the Huskies' win streak and win. And Creighton's really on a tough streak right now. So if they can
win tonight. Jim, have you heard a question here somewhere or not?
Into a three-game win streak. What's that?
No, he just took off on his own, Paul, because he can't handle me.
I thought I was told otherwise. Oh, man. Jim, I could never take off on you.
Hayden,
you're finally wising up, man. You're finally wising up.
Hayden, a little bit of advice. If you ever get a talk show, you better be prepared when Jim calls. And
Paul, I might add, he must be much more compelling.
Yeah. No. And Hayden, one more thing, okay? You're in Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
You think there are more than three people that care about UConn basketball?
Hey, Paul, may I add
that's
something?
Go ahead, Jim. By the way, Jim, I think Jacksonville's more likely to hire you than Hayden right now.
Hey, let me add this, Paul. Hey, Paul, if you'll stop interrupting, I mean the other guy, Hayden. Hey, Hayden, let me tell you something. One thing you've done with this segment, you brought some entertainment to a show that needed desperately something like levity and entertainment. So from that standpoint, I'll give you credit, even though you act like a clown.
Okay, Jim, one more thing before Hayden goes.
Okay, Paul.
And I don't want to do, you shoot straight. That's one thing I've always admired about you.
That's exactly
right.
I want you,
if you could spend 30 more seconds trying to help Hayden, because I think he needs a little bit of advice.
I don't know how to help him except to say he needs to move along. Don't offend the guest. Don't be rude. Just get enough questions that are pertinent and that are compelling. And if you see it's not going anywhere, go to another question.
Jim, right now, I know as a professor, I would want to sit down with Hayden afterwards, but assuming this was just a pop quiz and doesn't count against you, it's just kind of a way of grading where you are, what kind of grade would you give Hayden for this interview?
I'd give him a C.
Okay.
And mostly from inexperience.
Hayden, you have passed your first test on national radio and television.
Well done, Paul.
Man, you know what? I'm relieved.
I'm going to give you a higher grade than that because I grade on the curve, and you're the only one we're grading on. So, Hayden, here's what you need to do. You need to tell your teacher you had a learning experience today, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you learned that you have to always be prepared. And go ahead. And we will take a short break. Jim, we'll come back to you in a minute. We had to help Hayden along here. We are back right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPNPods. That's Amazon.com/ESPNPods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and you know, a lot of criticism coming in, Jim, about the way we dealt with Hayden. You know, maybe we threw him to the wolves. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. But my feeling is this, Jim, and I'm curious what you think. What choice did we have? If you're going to get back, I gave him an opportunity to interview me first. I think he missed on that. Then he saw you there, so I helped him talk to you, the most famous caller on the show. I don't know what else we could have done.
What kind of criticism are you getting right now,
Paul?
There's
been some social media posts that we took advantage of this young man.
I don't believe we did. He asked for it, and that's all you can do. I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you know this, Paul. At my heart, I do not like to be negative. And I don't feel good about coming after a lady like I did yesterday. But the lady, and I know you agree with this because you've already said this on the show. When a lady, I don't care who you are, king of England, a king of whatever. I don't care, celebrity, whoever you are. When you start attacking people just like they attack Trump, then you make yourself open game. Is that true or not?
That is true. And I mean, first of all, I just felt like the best experience was real experience. And, you know, there were a number of things he did right and a number of things he didn't. But that's how you learn.
Well, in my honest and I think non-biased opinion, I thought that was a great segment because it was fun and entertaining and no harm was meant. Of course, I am a straight shooter. I'm not going to say you're doing great when you're not doing great, but he didn't do bad. But he, you know, I understand him being behind the eight ball, so to speak, because I've got more experience at this, obviously, than he does. But I thought it was a fun deal, and I think in the long run, he'll be happy about it.
Well, no, and you know, I guess some people are upset. Randy being one of them. We didn't learn more about his take on the UConn situation.
Well, I mean, I didn't know anything about that. All I know is, Paul, you need more entertainment like this because this reminds me of the Feinbaum Show when I first got on the air. It was a fun show. It's been negative a lot lately, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm just criticizing the way things have been going. And I thought I'm glad if today's segment like that helped bring some levity to the situation.
I mean, Jim, the one disadvantage we had, he ended up getting you, and you're Hall of Fame caller. Can you imagine if we had given him Bash to interview?
How about giving him to the other screwballs? How about giving him to Jackass AJ and Squirrel and those negative haters? That's all they are. Paul, I can't stand those people because they lied about me. I promise you, they've lied about me, saying I've never played ball. That's ridiculous. But I'm not going to go into that, and I don't want to brag. I think the one thing CZ was right about is not bragging. But I don't appreciate her coming in here and kicking around a kid and telling him, because this is not your classroom, Susie. This is a show where you say what you want to say, and if it's true, but you need to, you know, it's not your classroom. Do you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, no, listen, yeah, she went, I like Dominic because to me, he's a breath of fresh air, like you said. This show
Absolutely.
This is not the Cub Scouts here.
Absolutely.
Well,
And like I said before, Paul, whoever you are, if you don't come in here and criticize, you're open game. I'm an obvious example of that because I've been open game to many of the a-holes, as you well know.
Yeah.
But I've been, maybe in a way, I've been deserving of it to some extent because I'm very open-minded and very, you know, I say what I want to say and what I believe. And that opens you up to to some criticism.
Absolutely. Well, you know what they always say about being in the arena. I think TR said it first. And
what's that?
Well, when you're in the arena, you're going to catch all the cheers and the jeers and.
TR,
the critics who count, but it's those who played the game.
I think I know who TR is, but you know, as you well know, I'm not as old as you. Is that Roosevelt you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, Jim, when I grew up, Teddy Roosevelt was.
I know, was president.
You know, he was. You know, I covered his first experience as a Rough Rider. So I know you're a lot younger than I am.
I know that's how you got where you are. So well done. I think you did I think you made an excellent decision. And I think overall, some of those stupid people are criticizing that segment about, if they got any brains, will wake up and realize it was a fun time, a fun deal, and things like that are needed. And I think Hayden will also, because he's going to be more of a celebrity now, into that segment.
You're absolutely right. Well done, Jim. I feel like we've contributed to mankind today.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be part of it.
Thank you. Jim playing a major role for a young man who walked in and got more than maybe he expected. Bash is next.
Bash, brother Paul. Thank you for taking my call. And
thank you.
Randy, glad to have you in the studio, brother. Now, Paul, I heard you sneaking a little cheap bash towards me when you said that I would have been a worse interview for Damian on than Jim from Tuscaloosa. Come on, Paul. That was one of the worst interviews, all because of Jim, the worst caller on the show, the fraud goat, the one that gives the worst advice than anyone else on the show. He's like, I don't answer sports questions. Oh, really? Last week when you responded to Mike Griffith and everyone's like, great call, Jim. You really took it to him. And all of you who said that were morons, because a month ago when Mike Griffith came on the show and reacted to Kalen DeBoer being hired, he said the exact same thing when he responded and said we should have hired Dan Lanning. He's like, who does this man think he is? What did he ever do? And it's like, Jim, he's served in the military. We've told you this several times, and you forget about it every single time. You are the worst caller on the show, and I cannot stand you. Now, Paul, can I ask you a quick question about the college football playoffs?
Sure.
I assume now that we got the announcement today that the Power Four conferences will get automatic bids, let me assume that you predict the SEC champion is going to be Georgia or Texas.
Okay.
Is that correct, or is that too early to predict?
Right now, I'd probably go with Georgia to win the SEC.
Okay. Let's move over to the Big Ten. Now that you said earlier this week that Michigan is going to take a drop, I assume you think Ohio State or Oregon is going to win the Big Ten.
Bash, I hate to do this, but I need to be sworn in here before I accept a deposition. We do have to take a break here before we go down the entire college football landscape. Thank you, Bash. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Hayden. We are coming right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
What an afternoon it has been so far. Wow. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Expired is in Texas. Hello, Expired.
Hey, Paul. I think that was a great thing you did there with Hayden. It was awesome.
Thank you.
The only problem is you set him up for failure, Paul. You set him up for failure. And when he was interviewing you, the young man had a chance to have one heck of an interview and a chance to really make an A+.
But Expired, if I could say, here's my problem, though. The one thing he didn't really jump on was the opportunity to interview me. Am I right? I was trying to, lead him to that, but he didn't quite read that correctly, so I gave him Jim.
And what you did was you gave him no chance at succeeding because what are you going to ask Jim? How was it?
Well, I've got a few questions I would ask Jim if I had a chance to interview him.
Yeah, we were talking about he's little fresh behind the ears guy here. So he gets Jim, and he would have had to ask him, "Hey, Jim, when you won the 7-year-old T-ball championship, did you actually get the hit or play right field, or were you just
okay,
on the
team?" Expired. I'm going to do the same thing to you that I did to Hayden. I will be Jim, and you be Hayden.
Okay. All right. You ready to start?
Yeah, go.
Good afternoon, Jim. I'm super excited to interview you right now. I have a couple of quick questions for you. Question number one, Jim, is do you still live with your mother?
I don't talk ball.
Jim? Two, Jim, did you actually play baseball in high school, or were you the team manager?
Get rid of this guy right now. I'm done with him. Wild Bill is next.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Okay, Bill.
Well, you know, after all this time, I'm almost done with the assisted living rehab unit. Can we get around to talking about something other than how we live our lives?
I don't know, Bill. You've been on for 45 seconds, so what would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about basketball, baseball, and things other than what y'all been talking
about.
Well,
Bill, I'm going to repeat again like you're a student, even though you're not. You could have called right away and said, hey, I want to talk about this, but instead you're just vamping about nothing. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about, I think it's a wonderful basketball team that we've all got, and the SEC's doing really good.
Okay.
And now we've already started baseball in the middle of 40-degree weather, and just enjoying the other side of the rainbow.
I think we're trying to do that. Yesterday we talked to Coach Yo from Ole Miss, who had just beaten Mississippi State. And I mean, by the way, I know that may have sounded like I was being difficult there, but what always gets me, guys, is when somebody calls in and spends 2 or 3 minutes complaining about why we're not talking about sports and then really doesn't have a subject, right? And that guy did not have a subject. Jace is next up in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. I was kind of upset about the Hayden and Jim interview.
Okay.
If I was interviewing Jim, I would ask Jim, I would have said, why are you the greatest hitter since Ted Williams? I would ask him, why are you the greatest golfer since Tiger Woods?
Those would have been very good questions.
You're
pool player since Minnesota Fats.
Fats, yeah. Jim is a blowhard. And like I said, I have the utmost respect for Hayden, and I understand he struggled.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, we did throw Hayden to the wolves, but if you're a talk show host or a doctor or a military person, you're always put in the you want to experience the worst possible scenario, right?
Yeah.
That way you're prepared
right.
for it
well,
in the future.
Well,
But the thing is,
you put him on with a chronic liar, Paul. That's what you did.
Well, hey, I got news for you, Jace. If you do what I do, you'll be talking to a few liars in your time.
Yeah. Well, I understand that too, Paul. But, you know, like I said, I just don't I have very little respect for Jim. I mean, Jim could have made that interview. And for him,
well,
to say he does
yeah,
part
I mean, I was, I was naive, if I could, you know, because even though I've been around since Teddy Roosevelt, who died in what, 1906, or
right.
19, whatever he was. The thing is, I think he died in 1919. He was president in 1900. But I wish Jim had played along because it would have been a good experience for the young man. But instead, Jim did not play along.
Jim was being Jim.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain people that make everything about them, and then there are those who try to work within the framework.
Well, I mean, his ego gets to him every time. Every time. And if somebody calls him out, Jim gets pissed off, and then he calls back, and he starts yelling and calls us the devil and heathens and everything and murder. You know, he calls Legend a murderer and Satan. Yeah. I am sick of Jim's calls.
Well, I appreciate that, Jace. We've had quite an hour. If you thought it was really good, we're going to just replay it three more times this afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.